Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping by all.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Hello, freaks. Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DB. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday on deck. We'll get into that in just a moment. Plus, it's an extended episode, so Sideshow Freaks will get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, probably more. We've got a lot to talk about today. I was just called a musty old man on YouTube. I posted a brand new episode of WTF Japan on my YouTube channel. It'll be available on iTunes real soon as well. But if you want to check it out, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Very fun episode of WTF Japan. It's very short, 2 minutes long, but full of all sorts of weird Japanese shenanigans. But I thought I would check up on my other videos. The Michelle Duggar video continues to get a lot of hits and many comments every day. I completely forgot about it, honestly. So today I was catching up on some of the comments that people have been leaving me in the past couple weeks. Someone said I was a musty old man. A bunch of people have reported the video, which bugs the shit out of me because there's nothing wrong with that video. I'm speaking the truth. All I'm saying is the bitch should fucking close her cunt for a second. She's got 20 kids, nearly killed her last time. Let's just, close up shop. She's done. A lot of people think I'm going to hell for the comments, picking on the nice Duggars. Someone said this is the most hurtful, vulgar, insulting, inappropriate, uncalled for, unkind, uncaring, and unjust video. I'm sorry. I get a kick out of these. I don't know how you sleep at night. What you are saying is vilgar, V-I-L-G-A-R. Sure. Inappropriate, spelled wrong. If you were an employee of mine, I would fire you. Maybe, spelled wrong. They should finish up trying for more children, but this is not the way to make them. I'm not making them do anything. I'm just stating my opinion. I did suggest we pin Michelle Duggar down and give her a hysterectomy. You are a self-centered, spelled wrong, heartless, hurtful man. How am I self-centered? I'm talking about someone else. You know what I mean? And if heaven does exist, may you never enter. I am hurt by what you have said. This family... Okay, these are fucking celebrities. Whether you like it or not, they've been on TV now for, what, a fucking decade? They're not normal people. It's like crying over Kim Kardashian or something. They're the same person, basically. You are a monster! How would you feel if you lost your child spelled wrong? I repeat a lot of misspellings. There's no E on the end of child. I reported this video as bullying. You're a jerk. Loosing a child is never easy, and people grieve, spelled G-R-E-E-V, in different ways. I have been following this family on TV. Oh, what a sad fucking existence you must have. I've been following this family on TV and online. That was two words, but it's really, it's one word. Online is one word. For many years, and although I may not have all the same views on life as they, then, wait. Although I may not have all the same views on life as then, I do believe, spelled wrong, that when you loose a family member, you grieve, spelled wrong, and speak to them. I sometimes speak to my dead cat when I relay, miss her. What you're doing is immature, spelled wrong, and inappropriate. Shame on you. Now listen, I said in the video, I don't care if you record a little message to your dead kid. I have a problem with you posting it on YouTube for the world to see, because then you're just whoring yourself out. Look, if you want to check out that video, of course, I'm sure everyone by now has seen the Michelle Duggar miscarriage insanity video. It's up, of course, at youtube.com/distortedviewshow. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's just get into Sextastic Tuesday. If you're new to the program, this is a stupid bit where I try to find real erotic stories that have been written and placed on the internet in an attempt to get you off, right? Like sex stories are supposed to. But these miss the mark. They're bad erotic fiction. They're either disgusting or poorly written or just weird. Today, I've got a piece of fan fiction for you. In a million years, I never would have thought someone would write a fan fiction story about this. But there's some rule on the internet. I think it's like Rule 34, where, you know, if it exists, there's porn based on it. I think that's what Rule 34 is. I don't know. Yes, The Brave Little Toaster. If you're of a certain age, you probably remember this movie. You grew up on it. It's very cute. It's about a brave little toaster. Well, now that toaster is all grown up. They're not just sticking bread in that slot. All right, let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Yeah, now today's story is a little shorter than normal, so at the end, I'm going to read you a few Craigslist posts. These are real, although they're fiction, because there's just no chance the people that are posting these ads are ever going to find someone. But let's get into the story right now. It's called The Life of a Lovesick Toaster. Every morning, my master has a breakfast of eggs, coffee, and toast. First comes the coffee. I get so jealous as he pours his water inside of the coffee maker, placing in all of the filters and coffee beans. I year for the attention master gives the coffee maker. Some days, he stands there for minutes watching it. He never watches me. Then the eggs. Master has no attachment to the frying pan and leaves the stove to set the table. I grow excited because my turn is next. As always, Master pulls out the wheat bread only after everything is made. His coffee is poured, his eggs are cooling on his plate, and he approaches me with two slices of bread. He carefully places them in my slots, his fingers brushing against my metal body. Sparks surge through my cord, and I'm eager to begin. I want Master to go in further. I want his fingers to touch my innards. He pushes down on my lever and I begin growing hot. Oh, so hot that the bread cooks quickly inside of me. In my rapture, I fail to notice the Master. He's leaning against the counter, watching. He's watching me, not the damn coffee pot, but me, the toaster. I grow even hotter and the bread is burning inside of me. The heat is orgastic. Probably orgasmic, maybe, but no. Orgastic! And with a final wave of electricity, the toast pops up, edges blackened and burnt. Again, goddammit, he says. Master storms to the sink with a knife and scrapes off the burnt crumbs. His reflection gleams off my metallic surface, and my insides have cooled almost immediately at his anger. Oh, he's so beautiful, even in rage, but I force down the heat in respect for his irritation. Why does he loathe me despite my love and the heat he causes in me just by being in the kitchen? Master throws the... what the fuck am I reading? Seriously? Toaster porn. I'm reading toaster porn on today's Sextastic Tuesday. What has my life become? All right, he is so beautiful, even in rage, but I force down the heat in respect for his irritation. Why does he loathe me, despite my love and the heat he causes in me just by being in the kitchen? Master throws the toast on the plate and comes to me again. He unplugs me from the wall and takes me to his seat. The feeling of being in his lap is like being in heaven. Who puts their fucking toaster on their lap while they're eating breakfast? Through his boxers, I can feel the bulge of his manhood. Limp against my metal butt. My metal butt, thick and powerful. Okay. He tilts me against the table. Maybe all you need is a cleaning. Suddenly, his fingers are in my slots, flicking breadcrumbs from the coils and mechanics inside of me. Master touches me, pulls and pushes, fingers thrusting into me and cleaning me with the skill of a professional. This is a real sex story, by the way. This isn't like a listener-submitted story. This is on adultfanfiction.net. He finishes quickly, my crumbs scattered in his lap, and announces, I'll give you a second chance. Again, he slips bread into me and plugs me in. I'm able to heat up immediately from the frisk. But I now know that if I don't control my burning zeal, I'll never feel Master's fingers inside of me again. I release early, giving my master the perfect toast. Excellent, he cries, before pulling out my plug, taking out the toast, and unexpectedly, he kisses me on my metal surface. The end. This wasn't really about the brave little toaster. It's about a standard toaster. I feel like I've been cheated. And so should you. Because I get more pleasure out of ruining your childhood than anything else. I love reading Smurf porn where, you know, there's just a fucking gangbang. Basically, they're fucking the other, like, Smurfs senseless, dead. The limbs are fly. They're ripping limbs and shit apart. They're fucking them so hard. That was a good one. Scooby-Doo. We've done a lot of child raping Sextastic Tuesday stories. That doesn't sound right. I meant to say that we rape your childhood. I don't read child rape stories on here. I have very few limits, but I'm not going to read child rape. All right, let's get into some Craigslist ads. I've got four examples here. Each of these involve very specific fetishes, and it makes me wonder, before the internet, how did people do this type of stuff? It's hard to approach a woman, you know, and ask her if she'll blow snot rockets into your mouth or lube your cock with her boogers. There's a very small percentage of people that are into stuff like that, and the odds of you finding one without the aid of the internet, slim to none. All right, so here we go. First one. This one comes from Portland, Oregon. Gym stud for kink / canine fetish. All right. Very good looking gym jock in search of someone to help with a fetish fantasy come true. Usually, I'm a dominant top, but I really want to be totally bitched out and made a dog's fuckhole. I need to be knotted and tied and pumped full of puppy batter. Puppy batter. You have a horny canine that needs relief? Put dog slut in the subject line when you reply so I know you're for real. Please, wouldn't a spam filter catch that? Dog, if you put dog slut in the subject line. Please, I really want this to happen. And as far as consent goes, once the dog starts humping on his own, I think he wants to bury his bone. So there you go. So as long as the dog humps on his own accord, it's not considered bestiality, right? And this guy's weird, convoluted logic. All right, next specific fetish. This one comes from Seattle. Submissive toilet bowl mouth seeks dominant top scat feeder, 42. Freaky submissive bottom dude looking for a nasty scat top who wants to use this pig's mouth as his personal toilet bowl. Come sit on my rim chair. Or where do you buy rim chairs? I've read a lot of Craigslist ads that involve rim chairs. Is that something you make on your own? You can't find this stuff at Pier 1, can you? All right, world market. All right, so, all right, he's got a rim chair. Or sit or squat on my face and drop your man turds into my hungry toilet mouth. Toilet also accepts piss and cum, but mostly I'm looking for scat. ass play, including scat, is also cool. Looking, daddy-o, looking for tops between 27 and 49. All right, next up. Now we're moving to New York City. Sniff and Jerk, Man for Man 38. I want to find someone who will host daytimes and get together to sniff their daughter's or wife's smelly shoes, socks, hose, or whatever gets us off. Whatever your wife is wearing that she's stinking up, I want to smell and jerk off to it. All right, so yes, shoes, socks, hose, probably underwear, whatever gets us off. If we click, I'm happy to jerk you off, right? This isn't a gay thing, though. This is more about sniffing your daughter's panties. Maybe suck you off, too. But again, this isn't a gay... I'm not a fucking faggot, all right? It's just I get caught up in the moment. Sniffing your wife's hose. Not looking to meet today, but very soon. I'll respond to those sending pics of items first. Seems like there are many on here that aren't serious about meeting. So send pictures of the items we will be sniffing. And finally, someone in Brooklyn or Queens or Manhattan is looking for a ruby shower. Have you ever heard of a ruby shower? I haven't. I'm interested, though. Ruby shower wanted. I'm in search of a woman who is bleeding menstrual blood. All right, now I can figure it out. I would clean out your entire vagina with my mouth and tongue. I'm hoping I can find someone who has opened other fetishes, such as CBT, nipple work, golden water, and rimming as well. I'm looking for a dominant female who I would address as mistress and can throw in the mix as much female domination as possible. If you're this type of woman, please respond. Keywords in this ad: pussy, blood, tampon, generous, submissive, kink. All right, so there you go. If you're looking for love on Craigslist, maybe one of those ads spoke to you, I guess. I don't know. All right, real quick, I got to say thanks to our great sponsor, Adam and Eve. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK. Or if you've already used that coupon code or it's not working, try coupon code DV. What do you get? Oh, 50% off just about any item. That's half off. Just about anything in their catalog of over 20,000 adult products. We're talking porno movies. I'm sorry, adult entertainment movies. Pocket pussies, dildos, you know, toys for her, toys for him. Penis pumps, condoms, lube, costumes. Pick out something you like from their vast catalog. At checkout, enter coupon code FREAK or DV. You'll automatically save 50% on just about any item. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose and a mystery gift. Ooh, intriguing. All of this with free shipping. So they're not going to fucking hide any charges in like shipping and handling. 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Well, while I'm plugging shit, I might as well talk about the sideshow. It is Distorted Views member site. For only $6.99 a month, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this show on a daily basis since December 2004. We've done well over 9,000 shows. I don't know how many shows we've done. I always say 1,500, but then I was listening to a show from like 2009, and I was saying 1,500 shows then as well. So we're probably closer to 2,000. I don't know. Someone should really count. Plus, we do exclusive content like today's program. I do an additional 10, 15, 20, sometimes even a half hour of bonus show just for Sideshow members. Thursday's program is going to be exclusive. I do something called DVDA, which is an after show, a live video program. Those archives are available on the Sideshow exclusively as well. Sign up right now, support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Now let's get into the news. First story we have for you today. Someone has had their penis stolen. I don't know how this happens. A man is recovering in the hospital after 4 men broke into his apartment and cut off his dick. Police are hunting the masked intruders, who are thought to have acted over accusations that their victim was engaged in affairs with local women. The 41-year-old told cops he was asleep when the men burst into his apartment at around 4 a.m. They put something over my head and pulled down my trousers, and they ran off. I was so shocked, I didn't feel a thing. Then I saw I was bleeding, and of course my penis was gone. Although emergency workers searched for the severed organs, they failed to locate it and believe it was taken away by the attackers. The victim, Fei Lin, a rural migrant worker in the eastern Chinese village. Oh, this happened in China? Having your dick stolen in China isn't news. That happens all the time. I thought this happened in the UK or Florida or something. All right, well, he comes from the Chinese village of Nanjia, denies the alleged affairs, though. Wants everyone to know that he's an innocent man. He did no wrong. So if you could please return his cock, that would be great. All right, second story we have for you today. I knew this was going to happen. Of course, there was a huge tragedy. A great tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
Never gets old.
Great tragedy.
Yes, of course, I'm talking about the Aurora, Colorado shooting involving the Batman movie. You know the story, right? I hope so. I hope you're not using Distorted View as your sole source for news, for Christ's sake. Yes, I knew the second this happened, the Westboro Baptist Church would be all over it because God hates fags and God hates moviegoers and Batman and all that shit. On July 22nd, the Westboro Baptist Church fooled hundreds of people into showing up for a counter-protest. That's a poorly written sentence, because what happened was they didn't show up. They said they were going to show up, but they never did. They were going to protest the vigil for victims. Fucking monsters. The vigil was at 7 p.m. and the Westboro Baptist Church posted on their calendar of events that they would begin protesting at 5 p.m. in Aurora. An impromptu counter-protest was thrown together on Facebook, where 24,000 people were invited and 2,000 people claimed they would attend to create a wall of love. This wall of love tactic had counter-protesters linking arm in arm by the hundreds to block out any view of the Westboro Baptist Church from the attendees of the vigil. Well, unfortunately, the Westboro Baptist Church were only threatening to protest. They just wanted exposure. They didn't have actual intention of attending. At around 5 p.m., many members of the Westboro Baptist Church began retweeting on Twitter feeds a Photoshop picture of Westboro protesters near the memorial for the Aurora shooting victims. This stirred many of the counter-protesters to think that the Westboro Baptist Church would be visible at any time now, or that the Westboro Baptist Church actually went to another location in the city. In the end, they never showed up. What a great way to save some cash. You know, I mean, these Westboro Baptist Church people picket the funeral of AIDS patients, of people in the military who have died. They've got to paint all those posters of, like a stick figure man getting nailed in the ass by another dude, stuff like that. It's expensive. Paint, flights, transportation once you get into the city. It's much easier to just Photoshop an image saying that you were there. Creeps. All right, this is not the first time the WBC has employed this cost-effective tactic to generate attention and exposure, as evidenced by news from the funeral of Whitney Houston. For this event, the WBC had Twitter trending with their initials at various parts of the day, and even a Huffington Post article heralding their arrival, along with the hundreds who were tricked into showing up in person. I wonder if I could hire the Westboro Baptist Church to help out with my social media endeavors. I would love to get a trending topic on Twitter. They've somehow cracked it. They know how to work the system. Get exposure. I'm kind of jealous. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
I posted a video on YouTube trying to get exposure, and I end up being called a creepy old musty man, whatever, from 13-year-old girls. I don't get any trending topics on Twitter, for Christ's sakes. Come on. Westboro Baptist Church, call me. Let's work together on something. All right. The story comes from Largo, Florida. The details in this case are so deviant, I'm interested, and so diabolical. Ooh, the contents of the federal documents are creating a visceral reaction in people. All right. I'm interested. Those who read the material become sick to their stomachs. Oh, we'll see about that. Lightweights. A 57-year-old local puppeteer from Largo. Oh, he's up to some creepy shit. Is accused of planning to kidnap children, see what I mean, specifically toddlers, torture them, rape them, murder them, then cook their body parts on a stove. I'm waiting for the part that shocks me. All right, Ronald Brown was busted by federal agents this week and is on a U.S. Marshal hold in the county jail. Brown lives in the Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park. All right, he's a puppeteer. He lives in a mobile home. He wants to have sex with little kids. Eat them. Even though no one answered his door when the local news arrived, Mr. Brown's minivan was in the driveway. Visible through the window were puppets. Oh, how fucking creepy. He just has, like, a bunch of puppets strewn about his trailer. Party CDs and a badge from Kids Zone. One neighbor, Robin Fux. What? F-U-C-H. Fudge, was both terrified and disgusted when she heard the details of the case. She says her children and others play in the area all the time. They're all passing his house every morning and afternoon. It's a goddamn disgrace! No, she didn't say that. Brown started his puppeteer company in 1992, Puppet Plus. On Facebook, Brown brags about performing in schools and malls, even for the Tampa Bay Rays. But it's what he allegedly was doing online that has federal agents interested. Brown and another man were chatting, detectives say, about kidnapping kids and eating them, even going so far as to describe in detail what the men wanted to do with the body parts. The conversations are graphic and vile. I have some of the portions of the conversation here. Oh, yay! I have a big grin on my face. One portion goes as follows. Summer is heating up. Should be good pickings. Who talks like that? It's so hot, the kids are almost naked out there. My mouth watered looking at her, for sure. Those comments were the tamest. Really? And cleanest of the comments by far. I want a full transcript, goddammit. Agents say they captured images on Brown's computer. The pictures are simply too graphic to describe in detail. Holy mother of Christ. What the hell could it be? They are of children in bondage position. Some of the images are of dead children. God damn it. According to documents, Brown was targeting a little boy at a local church. Brown also admitted in the documents that they chatted online about strangling children, and he was in a group on Yahoo where he discussed his fantasies online. He told investigators, oh, that's what Yahoo is for. I was wondering why that website was still around. He told investigators all of the conversations were in the realm of fantasy. Kind of like my Brave Little Toaster fan fiction. When asked, one of Brown's neighbors, Paula Tincher, said, when you hear something like that, what do you think? Agents say Brown had multiple photos of child porn depicting little boys in severe pain. Brown will appear in federal court on Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. And once he's sentenced to jail, oh, he's gonna get raped.
I had one opportunity with three guys. Two of them owed me money, right? So I knew I couldn't get them together. So what I did, I got one day on a Saturday. I sucked his dick in the closet. You know what I'm saying? I sucked his dick. You know, I had his pants down. He helped us. That's it. He helped us, right? His dick hard. I'm sucking on it, right? I came right up and I cut him. And that's why I left the man in the closet. He didn't tell, but he couldn't explain. How could he explain that a fag sucking his dick and come up and cut him? He couldn't explain that.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely not safe in prison at all, especially if you are going to jail because of something you did to a kid. Like that guy in Colorado, the Joker, right? The guy who shot up the movie theater. He killed... And I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose. He was probably I'm not trying to defend this guy, but he's just spraying bullets into this movie theater, ended up killing like a 6-year-old kid. That's one of the victims, right? And right now in the prison, these guys are just waiting to just kill this guy. They can't wait to get their hands on him. Like, he's going to have to be in solitary confinement or something, or else he's not going to make it too long. And if they found out that you were raping little kids and you had child porn on your computer, like child bondage porn, where the fuck do you find child bondage porn? That is super specific. I have a feeling they're going to get busted up pretty bad in prison, too. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm running very late today. I'm posting the show. It's already, like, what, 8:30 or something like that. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I apologize. So we're going to do some very quick voicemails here. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
This is your Israeli section number, dipshit. You were talking in a past episode about PETA, and I just wanted to tell you, as a vegetarian, PETA fucking sucks, all right? They're just a stupid fucking organization. They don't really accomplish anything. And, I don't know, you can look up Gary Yourofsky talking about what's wrong with PETA if you care, but you don't care.
I don't care, no.
Just want to let you know that. PETA sucks.
All right, I don't know. I don't know much about PETA aside from they're the organization that throws paint on people wearing furs, and they're all for people being vegetarians and all that bullshit.
So good, Tim. You know, I'm naive. I'm old. That's probably the reason why. I'm 44 years old. I don't know. How am I supposed to rate you on iTunes? Let us all know. Let all the old fogies know. Just remember, in 14 more years, you're going to be this old. And let me tell you, you know right now that life is speeding up when you get older.
Well, here's what you do. You go to the iTunes store and you search for Distorted View, right? In iTunes, right? Let me go there right now. You search for Distorted View. It'll be the, you know, one of the results will be the, you know, the podcast. It should just be the first thing that pops up. You click on Distorted View Daily there, and then you're going to see a description of the show along with some episodes that you can download for free. And then when you scroll down a little, it says that it has customer ratings, and you can click to rate it. And I would urge you, I would suggest you give us a 5 if you like the program, and then you can also write a review. That would be really great. If you're short on time, just click, give us a 5-star rating. That would be awesome. If you have a few minutes, you don't have to write a lie. You can just say, you know, say what you feel about Distorted View, as long as it's something nice. You know, when a lot of people rate and review the show, we get featured on, like, their main page a lot. We're a lot of times we're, like, a featured podcast in the comedy section. If a bunch of people rate it, maybe we'll get on the main podcasting page. I don't know. So that's really the way that most people, I think, get the show now, is through iTunes. If there are other, ways that you get the show, different stores or whatever, marketplaces, podcatchers, let me know, and I will, urge you guys to rate us over there as well. All right, well, that was a very good call. It was instructional. I can't believe I had to explain how to rate us on iTunes, but whatever.
Good, Tim. I'm naive.
I'm an idiot.
Hey, Tim, I was at the county fair the other day, and I saw a nigger! Nigger!
Stop calling in with that! Jesus Christ!
Hey, Tim, old-timey sideshow listener here. I actually stopped listening, I don't know how long ago, for no real reason.
Oh, okay.
But it was around the time that your dad was going into the hospital.
Yeah, thank you, asshole.
So I have a couple questions. One, did your dad actually die? Or is he...
No, I made that up. Like, how big of a fucking ass? I just wanted a few weeks off. That's all. Of course, my dad died.
Still with us. And two, what have been, like, the big notable things on DV since I've kind of fallen behind since then? Thanks. Keep on.
I don't know. Maybe you guys can help. I have a shitty memory. Since my dad died, I go on YouTube. There's a bunch of videos. I used to do, I used to record the show in video, video recorded as well, and I'd put some clips up. So there's some funny stuff on there. My call to the Hover Round company. Of course, the Michelle Duggar video. The Dick Clark thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff on the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/distortedviewshow, of course. We talked to some people. Oh, DVDA is a big one as well. I don't know. But as for, like, stuff on the show, I know there's been a lot of fun stuff in the past few months. I guess all of 2012 up to this point. So if you guys have some must-hear moments, call in and help this guy out. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Jim, Sideshow member Rich Lather. I was just listening to the July 16th show. specifically the beginning where you make yet another desperate, pathetic plea for more listeners, you want us to start turning around, earning our keep, even though we give you money.
Some of you. The majority of you don't.
For you. Are you familiar with the site Reddit.com, R-E-D-D-I-T? I'd be willing to bet that more than a few...
All right, listen. This bugs the shit out of me. There's two things I want from you. Your money and your loyalty. Is that so much to ask? All I ask for is you sign up to be a Sideshow member, you get all sorts of great content, and you get other people to listen to the show. That's the only two things I want from you. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Sort of you listeners are Reddit members. I am. There is a little bit on there called the AMA section, ask me anything or ask me almost anything you prefer. I was thinking maybe you could leave yourself open to the tender mercies of all the trolls on Reddit as well as all the serious people and say like, hey, I'm a guy who does a podcast for a living. Ask me anything or ask me almost anything. And, you have to separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of the questions, but... it seems like some Redditors are the kind of people who would enjoy Distorted View.
I will tell you this. I just decided to advertise on something awful in the forums. And as a matter of fact, I did it in less than an hour later after it was posted. Someone from Columbus left a message saying, oh, I can't believe I can't believe you're from Central Ohio and you're doing the show. I love it. It's funny. So I think that's a good way as well. If anyone wants to advertise Distorted View, on websites, if you know of a website you think would be good for me to advertise on, let me know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is an OGOD.
It's a great tragedy.
Brother Distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Rate us and review us on iTunes. Now you know how. Ting. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I would have paid to wear what I wanted still alive. And everyone at the time was only classic then, only classic then. And everyone at this time is only classic.
Spread her ass. Get down your mouth. You're going to miss it, whore. Come, yeah, right there. Shit it out, whore. Shit it out. Shit it out. Shit it out.